I've been looking through the chapter 22 of the book of Proverbs. It's a very, very interesting set of proverbs that have to do with a lot of things that are down to earth, that factor in our lives, whether we're single or married, whatever age we might be. And one of the ones that keeps coming back, and I tend to find whenever I'm involved in a seminar or a workshop to help with parenting or marriage, is chapter 22, verse 6. Many of you have probably heard it in a different version, but this is what it says. It says, "Start children off on the way that they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." Now, the New King James Version says, "Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when they're old, they will not turn away from it." I want to talk briefly about training yourself to train your child. My name is Kwame Rubadiri, and you're watching Seatam Church online. Now, if you've ever been on a train, you know that a train is very, very particular about staying on track, and that the only way for a train to fulfill its objective and to get to where it's going is to remain on track. It's not allowed to deviate. If it does, of course, it creates an accident or something even worse. But the train tracks are set in place so that for whatever reason that the train is on those tracks, it will always move in that direction. And the same word is used in the original Hebrew for the word train, or to show. It is to provide a system of tracks that a child can follow. And that's why it's important as parents to be absolutely clear what are those tracks that you want your children to follow. And if you want them to follow those tracks, it means that you need to have set them up. You need to have agreed with others who have influence over your children to follow those tracks. And this is why it's so important that if we commit ourselves to the principles of the Bible for the raising of our children, then we make sure that those principles are a part of our lives as well. We can only pass on what we have and what we know. And so if you want to see the best in your children and training them up to be the kind of individuals that glorify God and will be good citizens and will be a blessing in your life, then you need to know exactly what it is you want to invest in your children, and you must live up to that. And this is why I'm encouraging you as a parent to train yourself to train your child in order that you be absolutely confident that the direction they take, the choices they make, the decisions that they espouse in their hearts and lives will be in keeping with all the lessons that you have learned and you have passed on to the next generation. I believe God depends on us who have been given the great responsibility of being parents to know everything there is to know about how God wants our children to be raised and how they should live up to the standards of His word. So, next time you're on a train, next time you're moving in a particular direction, remember how important those tracks are to the train and how important the tracks you lay down for your children are to them and their futures. God bless you.